republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Can I get an approval of the agendas presented?
I'd like to make two additions to the agenda under new business. One will be at the end of new business. One will be a renewal of a motion for a bar and grill liquor license application. And the second item will be renew a motion for a retail liquor license transfer.
I'll second it.
We have a motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Can I get an approval of the minutes from the April 4th, 2023 regular meeting minutes?
I would so move that.
I'll second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? With no unfinished business, we'll move on to new business. Renewal, a motion for a renewal of a liquor license.
Mayor, I need to recuse myself from this due to a conflict of interest, so I'll step out of the room.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman.
Make sure you come back.
We're in the opposite now.
We'll send somebody to find you.
Councilman Madsen, can you state your motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the Bar and Grill liquor license application from RB Dreams LLC, DBA Paisanos, for a Bar and Grill liquor license located at 17 North Main Street.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
A motion and second. Any further discussion?
Just a real quick discussion that, yeah, we had multiple applicants for this, but the reason I'm motion to approve this one is they are open for business and able to use the license immediately.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing no further discussion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. I voted in the affirmative. Councilman Madsen, can you state your second motion?
And the second motion is to move to approve the retail liquor license transfer from RB Dreams LLC, DBA Paisanos, to Buffalo Land and Property LLC, located at 93 North Main Street.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
And would someone be so kind to tell Camino he can return?
The councilman's running down the hallway as we speak to get back in here to do the drink. We are ready. Next item on the agenda, Mr. Dusty Hill, Lawton Street Music, Saturdays in the Square request.
Good afternoon. So this is our sixth year doing Saturdays in the Square. I'll try to be really quick. The dates this year are June 17th, July 22nd, which also falls during Longmire, and August 19th. So June 17th and August 19th, we're requesting closure of Fetterman just from Main Street to the alley, which is what we've done in the past. Just because those are our typical shows. July 22nd, I know the Longmire folks were in here last time about doing a larger street closure. I don't know exactly what that looks like yet. I don't know where they want to do it from what point to what point. But they were talking about doing that mainly because we'll have our event going, they'll have all their stuff going on, and it's just going to be a lot of people downtown. So we were requesting a full street closure. I believe that's what we agreed on, do a full street closure on the 22nd for our show and Longmire together. Now, how we police that is, what we agreed on was that we would handle the square as we typically do, and then Longmire would have some extra volunteers to handle the street portion of that. And then we were going to work with Dave Harness, or is that right?
I don't know if you want to work with the funeral guy.
Not
Bill Holly.
Might be a dead
Bill
party.
Holly, thank you. Bill Holly. With, you know, readers and things like that, and making sure that we're IDing correctly. And we will, on all three of these shows, we would have drink vendors and food vendors again. So.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, does this have to go through the a review by the police station, or maybe the...
I've been in contact with Jim, and we've been talking about Longmire. We mentioned this, and as they get their schedules, I guess, firmed up, they'll let us know. But we've already been talking, and okay. We've already planning for scheduling and whatnot. So we've done it enough, I think, that we should be okay.
Okay,
we'll make sure we'll have it manned, yeah.
And the street department doesn't have a problem. Okay.
Nope.
Good.
And I didn't mention times, but our shows will be a little bit shorter this year. So we're doing more shows, but they'll be a little shorter. So I think the closure on Fetterman on June and August would probably only need to be from about 1 to 9. And then the July 22nd one would, I think we need to hash those details out longer a little bit more.
I'll remind you, the last time you guys approved that street closure on that street for the whole weekend during Longmire, like it starts at 6 a.m. Friday morning and it goes until Sunday, so that Fetterman Street will be closed
whole
weekend.
Yeah, sorry to clarify. So the full street closure would just have to be for the day portion, but they do close down Fetterman, I think, all the way to Lawton for that whole day, or for the full weekend, I think.
So your request then is for Main Street closure?
Yeah, I think so. For July 22nd.
Mm. Do we need to...
Mr. Construction?
Not this year. No. Do we need to speak with Wyda?
Yes. I think Jennifer McCormick will probably do that.
Really, for our purposes on July 22nd, you know, just the time during the concert is going to be the most important part to have a street closure. I know Longmire had mentioned doing it a little longer. I mean, that's kind of more Longmire's deal to have it a longer time period than what we need, because, you know, our shows go for, like I said, from 3 to 9 or roughly around that time. So, but it gets kind of tricky, like asking for different times.
If I understand you right, basically you the July 22nd Longmire crew is basically the street closure already. You basically need the approval for the June and August street closure for veterans. Would that be sufficient for?
Yeah, as long as July 22nd is already figured out, we're kind of just going into space and throwing the concert.
If you're just using the square and Fetterman, that they've already got that street closure, and then we could, if they need to close Main Street, then we can let the Longmire people do that. If that would be easier for you guys, or
that might be. I thought they were going to be here. I was supposed to be here last week. My God, so I was trying to come at the same time so we could get the same message out.
Figure out what motion, because I'd make a motion to approve the June 17th and August 19th street closures for Fetterman for Saturdays in the square. We can approve that, and we can deal with the Main Street at a later date when we know more.
Okay, and I do have a meeting with them on Thursday, so we can talk about that and get the exact times that we need and bring it back to you guys on the next meeting if you prefer that. I mean, the biggest one right now is getting our June one through.
Okay. Yeah, I'd make that vote for June and August right now and for the February the closures.
I'll
1 to 9 p.m.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, wastewater treatment plant rental house lease. I have a city employee that wants to rent it. Our current renter will be, unfortunately, moving away. So, Can I get a motion to lease the rental property to the city employee at the rate of $1,000 a month, starting, do you believe, the first day in May?
I would move that.
I'll we send a name or not.
I don't think we have to do it publicly. Have a motion and a second.
I'll second the discussion.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Next interesting item on the agenda is health insurance quotes. Now that we've all seen the quotes flying around. Can I get a motion to move the city's insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield to Cigna? That'll save the city about $100,000 a year. And remain it at the $3,500 deductible. Can I get a motion to such?
I'll move on that.
I have a motion, I have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
I do have one question, Mayor. The $5,000 deductible, is that part of this motion or
the
that
it'll
was
remain.
An option, wasn't it?
It's an option.
That was an option.
And you're just going to bring back if you want to change it, right? Are you going to mention it? Is the option going to be given once we say yes on this vote?
So the prices are on there with that $5,000. I think it's your call. Do you want to leave it with the same plans that we have now, just switching carriers for the savings, or would you like to change the deductible?
Well, we're not taking away a deductible that's already here, though, right? Isn't it just an additional one?
No, if we went to the $5,000, you dropped the $1,500.
Oh, I see. Well, then I don't know. We can deal with that later.
From my perspective, the bang for the buck for going to the $5,000 deductible is not, we don't get much additional savings to warrant changing right now. I'd rather keep the three deductibles the same.
Yeah, that's good. That's fine.
I have a motion and a second. Some discussion. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There we go. Reports, Dennis Kirvin. You've let your hair grow.
I'm looking for Dennis, and there are no reports from the city attorney.
Okay. It's not always a bad thing, right? Terry is Heath.
Mayor and Council, just a couple dates here, and keep in mind we're going to have another water discussion meeting, kind of county city water planning meeting, April 24th at 4 p.m. here at City Hall. We'll also be doing a CIP, the Capital Improvements Plan Review, next Tuesday's planning and zoning meeting. Brent Moore with Nelson Engineering will be here to present what should be the final draft of our capital improvement plans. That's Tuesday, April 25th at 1 p.m. After the meeting, we're going to roll right into a discussion on the updating the master comprehensive plan the same day. So there'll be a slight discussion on that. I don't know how far we'll get into that. So just some things coming up there. Another question floating around I seen today was the work going on over at Margo's on the mural on the side of the building. That has nothing to do with us at this point. What's going on, that's all her doing some maintenance to her building. So if we do nothing further, there will be some maintenance on repainting some of the mural where the fixes were made. So, but as of now, that has nothing to do with the city. So, if you have any questions, I can answer.
Is that April 24 meeting? Is it advisable for councilman to be there, or is it just
direct? You can. We've kind of put together a little group already that's been working on that. Okay. But we surely invite you guys. We're basically looking at our existing water rights and storage rights and talking about what the future looks like for further water rights and storage. So
you might send a reminder on our email so we have that.
I can do that.
Spring cleanup.
What's that?
Spring cleanup.
Spring cleanup is May, what did I tell you now? May 17th through the 20th would be the city cleanup. City has, of course, unlimited trips on your one voucher. You can go as many times as you'd like throughout those days. Vouchers can be picked up that Monday, the 15th, no sooner, here at City Hall. Hazard Waste Day, June
June 3rd, 9 to 3. And that's all I got.
Took away some of my thunder here, but okay. Your chiefness.
Good evening, Council. Well, luckily this week it's been some time to get caught up. We are continuing some of our investigations that we had from our previous cases, so they are continuing ongoing. We did deal with Sunday night into Monday morning. Our dispatchers were the victim of another swatting incident. So we received 4 phone calls total. We would get a phone call, our dispatch would answer the phone. There'd be a series of beeps, and then somebody else would answer. And it appeared that the person on the other line thought we called them. The first call was to the sheriff's office in Sundance, so our two dispatchers were talking to each other, assuming that each had called each other. The next call came from Lancaster County in Mannheim, Pennsylvania. Then we had one from Akron, Ohio, and then from the Hampton Inn at Laramie. And then we had another one yesterday morning. We had 2 more come in. Another one from the Akron Police Department. So somehow they're using these VOIP numbers, so these computer-generated numbers. They're coming in, and on one of the phone calls, you can actually hear some talking in the background where you could tell where they didn't want that person to hang up. So we're continuing between, you know, the hoax call with the active shooter and now this with the swatting calls to our dispatch center. We reached out to DCI, and so we're working with them closely to try to figure out where these phone calls are coming from and try to get them to stop. So unfortunately, that seems to be the trend right now with these swatting incidents, as they call them. Everybody's familiar with swatting. It's a term they use where it started out, they'd make fake calls for service. They'd watch the police show up in numbers, whether it's the SWAT team or lots of law enforcement and force would come out. And so that's where that kind of term came about. And so it's been a real problem here as of late. So we're kind of dealing with that. But other than that, well, like I said, we were able to get kind of caught up in the last 2 weeks and everything that, you know, previous months. So with that, I'd love to answer any questions. Anybody has any questions?
No.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Larry Jubert, Public Works.
Mayor and Council, I just got to say we've been chasing potholes. Master the boys can run. We're getting them done. Knocked on our snowbank down here so we can get an early spring runoff on this one, but people in town better be ready for when the runoff comes through town. This rain up there is going to bring some water down, and we had a flood prevention meeting a week ago, and everybody's on board and ready for it. Got any questions?
I don't have any questions. Mr. Bennett, anything?
Mayor, Council, I can just a quick update. The alley project, it was bid. We'll probably be starting next month, which is kind of the downtown alleys on each side of the Main Street there. So that'll be up and coming. So, there'll be construction season is upon us. Any other questions I can try to answer?
And did you mark, I guess, Cinema and Blackstaff or Flatiron? Is that just marked for warranty work?
Correct. So the
orange paint out there.
Yeah, the contractor, I went out and walked on those streets, so those are my paint marks. Contractor will be doing some warranty work on those streets around some of the valves and manholes and stuff. So that's what those are, where we've had cracking. Stuff.
So that project will be closed out soon then too?
Correct.
Cool.
Yep.
Are there any oral or written comments? Ms. Doody.
Good evening, Jody from the Tourism Board. I just wanted to give you an update. We have moved into our new offices. So we are at 5 North Lobin. It's where Jenny and Aaron Worker had their gallery. So we do have that up and running. Next week, Anita Peoples from KOA and I from the Tourism Board are traveling to Boise, Idaho, and we are representing our area with the international tour operators. So between Anita and I, we are giving 45 presentations to international tour groups about our area and what we have to offer. So that should be interesting, and hopefully I'll have a good update when we come back from that. The other thing I wanted to talk about, we have partnered with the State of Wyoming and Miles Partnership to do a destination optimization program. So we sent a list to Miles Partnership of the 178 businesses in Johnson County, and they did an audit of their Google listing, their Yelp listing, and their TripAdvisor. So we are working with them to make sure that when our travelers come to the area, we have the correct information out there. Everybody uses their phone to Google stuff. We have a seminar on Monday, May 1st, that we are inviting those businesses, destinations, whatever, to come that need help with their Google page to fulfill, whether it's hours or phone numbers or location. Photos are a big thing with Google. So when you have a location, you need to have at least 101 photos so that you get pushed to the top of the list. So we have a free seminar from 9 to 11 on the 1st at the library that we're inviting those businesses that have come up in our audit that either haven't claimed their page or have incorrect information or ways that we can help those top listings. So that's a big project that Kristen's been working on, and so it's good to see, you know, some things that we're kind of helping in the community. And then the last thing, on a personal level, I'd like to see the flowers brought back to Main Street. So I started a GoFundMe page in memory of Lola Pheasant, which I thought she would love. Yeah. Everybody who knows Lola knows she loves flowers. So Julie and I have talked, we're working with Buffalo Gardens to plant the flower baskets that we had from the old BDA and get them hung. I do have a young gentleman who's moved here from Kentucky that's living in one of my apartments that has a degree in botany, and he's agreed to water the plants. So I'm doing a big fundraiser. You can either go to the GoFundMe page or you can come see me down at Gigi's, but any kind of help is greatly appreciated. Any questions for either the personal or the tourism side?
Thank you for the update.
Yeah. I don't have any questions, but I want to thank you for coming in and keeping us consistently updated on how things are going. It's really helpful. And it gets the information out to the public. So thank you very much.
Thank you for your
taking
support.
Time out of your day to yeah. Are there any other oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none. Friendly spring reminder, folks with your garbage, remember that the garbage needs to stay inside the can. If it's outside the cans, we're still going to pick it up, but you're going to get a different charge, so be prepared for that. Green waste, May through October, we're already seeing leaf piles appearing before our dumpsters get there, so just remember that until May, you can take it out to the landfill, and there is no charge for green and organic waste out at the landfill. On the trails, remember that dogs do need to be on a leash at all times on the trails. Let's not get out of focus on that. It's a safety issue. There's some cows out along some parts of the trail, and I don't think you want to get between mama cow and baby cow with a dog. So just friendly reminders on those. And then announcements, department head meeting May 2nd at 7 a.m. City county meeting May 16th at 7 a.m. City council meetings May 2nd and 16th at 5 p.m. Planning and zoning board meeting is April 25th at 1 p.m. And our ever so lovely budget meetings are April 28th, May 4th, May 9th, and May 11th at 7 a.m. Can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Have a good evening, everybody.